Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. Glory be to God, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Hallelujah, you're great and you're mighty. You're mighty and you're great. Hallelujah, we come to give praises unto your name. Forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, wherever we have come short of your glory. Father, we thank you for your love towards us. We thank you for your grace and your mercies towards us. We thank you for your ever-living kindness towards us. Thank you, Father, that you are towards us, and we are towards you. And we say thank you for another day. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day, and we thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back to you, and we ask that you would unfold it according to your wisdom, your love, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father God. Father, we pray for everybody everywhere, those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who are hungry, those who are homeless, those who are in pain, those who are in grief, Father God, those who are jobless, those who are motherless and fatherless, childless, Father God, we pray for them everywhere. Most of all, we pray for those who are without you, who have not received your great love and your great gift to all mankind in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. This is our prayer, Father. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father, for where we are, where we have been, and where we're going. Thank you, Father God, for your purposes for this ministry, an instrument in your hand to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. And so we say thank you, Father God, for your blessings upon us. So, Father God, we pray now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Our breakfast table is a spiritual breakfast. That's why we don't have to be in the same physical room to enjoy and feast the feast. Amen. Glory be to God. The Feast of the Tabernacle. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning. Amen. The same way I went to bed with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we are happy to have you. Amen. So please have a seat. Amen. Enjoy the services. And please continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We pray that everybody is doing well. Amen. In faith. Amen. Glory be to God, holding on to the bloodstained banner. Hallelujah. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again, but he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Although the giants will be there, we will not be afraid. For he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Amen and amen. Overcoming through obedience. Oh, my God. Overcoming. Amen. And we are finding out, amen, through the study of the word. All our answers is in the word. Amen. Jesus is the answer and Jesus is the word. So this is why all of our answers are in the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And when we lock into obedience, I'm telling you, we will see, amen, our prayer requests expedited. Amen. And if our prayer request is expedited, everything is expedited. Everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God does nothing unless through prayer. Amen. But a prayer, amen, prayed in a spirit of obedience is an honorable. It's honorable. Why? Because the Lord loves it. Amen. Jesus had to live it. Jesus had to live it. Jesus had to submit. Amen. And he did so without mumbling or grumbling. He willfully submitted. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He willfully, because he, you know, he was adamant about the fact that it was not his will, but his Father's will. He was all about his daddy. Amen. And we need to be all about our daddy too. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Before we get into our thought for this morning, I have promised you a scripture. When I'm teaching, and a lot of times I say things and I'm picking up in my spirit that, you know, some of you are saying, okay, well, where you see that scripture at, you know, Pastor? So I always like to, I don't document everything I say, amen, because I want to leave a little challenge for you. If I say something that you don't agree with, then you look it up on your own accord, on your own volition. So be assertive, amen. Do your due diligence, okay? But for the most part, amen, when I say something, amen, I want to make sure that you know that there's a scripture, amen, that substantiates what I'm saying. I'm just not talking because I feel like talking, because sometimes I don't feel like talking. Amen. Or I'm not trying to, you know, be a poet, or, you know, trying to rhyme or try to become popular. Amen. I come proclaiming, amen, the gospel. Amen. But the scripture that I had promised you the other day, and I couldn't find it, because sometimes when I'm teaching and then trying to find a scripture, I knew it was in my notes, but I didn't want to, you know, hold you up either. That's unfair. But I found the scripture I'm looking for, amen. So in your notes this morning, I want you to write 2 Samuel chapter 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse number 14. Okay, and I am going to read that. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14 says, "But because by doing this, you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die." The son born to you. Well, this is God talking to David here. This is God talking to King David. And beloved, when King David, the point that I made the other day, glory be to God, and I just wanted to give you the scripture here, amen, to back it up, amen, is that when King David sinned against God, God forgave him. God forgave him because he asked God to forgive him. See? But he also said to David in the scripture that I just shared with you this morning, that he had given the enemy an occasion. He had opened the door for the enemy to the point where he lost his son. So that's the point I was saying. Sometimes we, you know, we open doors for Satan. They're legal doors. God loved David. He was a man after his own heart, but he sinned. And God didn't open the door. David opened the door. See, sin always have consequences, and this is what the devil don't want us to remember. that your disobedience is going to cost you. We know you caught up in the moment right now, and you feel like everything is rosy to rosy, rosy, but it ain't going to be rosy, rosy in the moment when them consequences come. See, a lot of times you don't even see the consequences until they hit you. So here, beloved, David gave the enemy an occasion. So I want to begin our thought this morning by encouraging you, don't give the devil no more occasions. Because let me tell you something about the devil. If you give him an occasion, he going to take it. He's not going to take a rain check on that thing. He's not going to refuse. If you give the devil an occasion, you best believe he going to take it. And he don't have no manners. He going to bring as many of his cohorts, his demons, that he can bring with him. He ain't going to bust the party wide open. They going to come in and take over because you gave him an invitation. And that's what disobedience does. David was disobedient and gave Satan an occasion. Every time we move in the spirit of disobedience, amen, we give Satan an occasion. So now, all right, you finally come to yourself. You ask God to forgive you. Sure, God forgave you. But the baby's still dead. God didn't bring resurrect David's son. The baby's still dead. A lot of stuff is dead in our life because we gave sin an occasion. Glory be to God. The consequences belong to God. Unconfessed sin caused David's bones to grow old. I saw this in my study, and I just want to share this with you, beloved. Sin is just devastating. You know what? The more you study, the more when you study sin, it gets scary. It to a point, it really gets scary. Psalms 32. I want to read the first three verses. Psalms 32, verses 1-3, and this is how it reads: Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Ooh. Unconfessed sin. Sin is dangerous by itself, because sin will take you to hell. Unconfessed sin to take you to hell too. Unconfessed sin, because David sinned and had not confessed it, was trying to hide that thing like God didn't know. Well, the flesh is stupid. Some stuff you can hide from some people, but anytime you think you can hide something from God, you're delusional. And the scripture this morning tells us that David's unconfessed sin caused his bones to grow old. Now, it's one thing for you to get old. It's another thing for your bones to get old. That disobedience is something, beloved. So David gave the enemy an occasion, and these occasions and doorways are what gives demons the right to enter into lives. And it gives them the grounds on which to stay. So for a born-again believer, beloved, the enemy can get it up in your flesh. And we talk about the sins of the flesh in the book of Galatians. You have to remember, beloved, that evil hates everything that is good. So Satan and his agents, one-third of the angels, will not stop making attempts to exact on humans. They're not going to stop, and they ain't going to stop to the end. The end for them is hell. Satan is not in hell. He's not in hell. He walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He ain't in hell, baby. You best believe that. But he knows that's his destiny. He knows that. Now, some of the demons are chained up in hell right now. They the real big bad boys. They the bad boys. Ooh, real bad. God had to chain them up, amen, before time. So Satan already knows where he's going. See, he don't want to go. Hell so bad, Satan don't even want to go. Amen. But he's going. Amen. Because time is near. And God did not create hell for us, for peoples. Amen. Hell was created for Satan and his demons. But because God, Satan can't, see, Satan has a beef with God. He hates God. He was evicted out of heaven. Get out of heaven. I thought once you get to heaven, that's it. That's another subject. That's another subject. We'll teach that at another time. That's why everybody that says they're born again, not going. Okay, but we'll teach that at another time. And we don't have no fear. Amen. Glory be to God. If you love God, you saved, and you love God, you straight. You straight. Glory be to God. How do you know you love God? Amen. Through your obedience. If you love me, you obey me. How do you know you're going to heaven for sure? I said the sinner's prayer. Pastor, can you just give me a scripture? I just want to make sure that when I take my last breath, I'm going to heaven. Yeah, I got one for you. I shared it already. I shared it again. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Chapter 2, verse 3 says this. By this, we can be sure that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Bam. Bam. Bam, bam. There it is. You can be sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grip the solid rock. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Yes, you know him. You are his friend. Glory be to God. How you know? Because you keep his commandments. You obey his commandments. Well, I don't obey. Let us keep going. That's exactly what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. Beloved, look, there's no excuse. You know, we got to stop, you know, compromise, right? You know, Pastor, ain't nobody perfect because, you know, that's worn out. That's worn out. That's old news. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Get on the good foot. It don't take God forever to do nothing. Yo, God is waiting on you to make up your mind. You not waiting on God for nothing. Jesus already did it. It's already done. It's finished. It's a wrap. It's a deal. The work of the cross cannot be undone. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you to make up your mind to obey him. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, sometimes in our, we have to fight. I was talking with somebody. I don't know who I was talking to. I forget. But we was talking this day or yesterday, amen, about that fight, that spiritual fight, that spiritual fight. Amen. Look. Jesus fought a spiritual fight. Jesus was up there in the wilderness with the devil for 40 days, and Jesus was God. You talking about a fight? You thought that was easy, fasting 40 days? And in the wilderness with your number one enemy, he fought his way through that. He could have blew Satan away, but no. Actually, amen. What Satan was offering Jesus in the wilderness was actually Satan's to offer. because he stole it from Adam and Eve. That's why the Bible calls Satan the prince of the air. So Jesus, because Satan stole it legally, it sounds like an oxymoron, you know, but it's not. Satan stole it. It was high treason. Okay, but he got it legally because Adam and Eve gave it to him. So Jesus had to get it back legally. That's why Jesus didn't blow him away. Many believers ask why we must fight when Christ has already won the victory. That's a good question. Well, Christ already won the victory, so we ain't got to fight. What are we fighting for? You know what I mean? And yes, to answer your question, Christ has already won the victory. But we, you and me, every believer, we have to enforce this victory. And we have to superimpose it over the enemy. Ah, somebody say, thank God for prayer. Whoo, my God. Many times when God spoke to Israel about their possessions and about their inheritance, he says that he has given it to them. But then he told them to go and come and go and he commands them to go and possess it. Now, wait a minute. You gave it to me. You gave us the land. You gave us the victory. You gave us heaven. You gave it to us. But now we got to go and possess it. We got to go and possess something that you already gave us. In Deuteronomy chapter number 2, verse number 24, it reads like this. It says, rise up, take your journey. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. He said, I gave it to you. Go fight for it. God states clearly that he has given the land to the children of Israel, but he adds that they must contend with the current occupants of the land in order to possess it. Beloved, we must go into spiritual warfare knowing that we are already victorious and the outcome shall not disfavor us. God will move in our favor. If we had to win the victory all by ourselves, we could never do it. Jesus has already won the victory for us. But it is time for us to enforce it and pick up the prize. Ooh, my God, baby, we trying to get to the prize. It is clear to us that Jesus has obtained all authority in heaven and on the earth. And the only way the world can fully understand and appreciate this is for us to exercise his authority as we are commanded to. Matthew chapter number 28 verse 18 says this. And Jesus came and spake unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Beloved, that word authority, matter of fact, I'm preparing a theme a series of lessons on authority, because the power follows the authority. And a lot of God's children really not have been taught authority. Amen. But here, beloved, that word authority in the Greek, because you know we got to keep our Greek dictionaries close by. Amen. If you're going to really, really be a student of God's word, you really have to get a Greek dictionary, a Greek Bible, because it was written in the Greek. And so you want to understand, amen, the essence of the word, that what's the real meaning of this word. Well, that word authority, beloved, is translated from a Greek word that means the right to use power. You want to write that down in your notes this morning. Authority, amen, it means, the definition of the word authority is the right to use power. It also means the right to have one's words and commands obeyed. Obeyed. Obedience. Obedience. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us. I have one more scripture I want to share with you here. Maybe two. Okay, see what I do when I'm teaching on the theme, I have all my scriptures and all that and my notes, amen, glory be to God. So I sort of like study in advance, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. But let's look at Genesis 22:18, and it reads as such, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Some of us right now are suffering from the disobedience of our parents down to the third and fourth generation. But you have the power, and you can close that bridge. You can close that gap. See, you can turn, amen, that generational curse into generational blessings at any time through your obedience. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Isn't it beautiful, amen, to come go around people and you go and everybody in the family blessed. Everybody blessed. They look blessed. They glowing. They healthy. Doing pretty good for themselves. Everybody blessed. Offspring. The whole world. God wants the whole world to be blessed through obedience. If Adam and Eve had just stuck to the script, everything would have been good. If they just held on, everybody would have been blessed, but they didn't. So God sent the second Adam to straighten things out. But the same way Adam and Eve didn't obey God, amen, now the world is not obeying, amen, the second Adam, whose name is Jesus. Our answer is found in our obedience, beloved. God has so much to say on it, so much to say on it. I challenge you, amen, pull out your thesaurus today. Pull up that word obedience and pull up them scriptures, glory be to God, and start to meditate. Look here. I said two more. Romans 2:8. This is what it reads. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. I was going to let the words, I was going to let the word speak for itself. God, you can't start counting. When we talk about how God got a million ways to bless you, no, God got more than a million ways to bless you. Because he's God. It's innumerable. So when the Lord says there's going to be wrath and fury, it's innumerable. You'll never know. God can do what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he want to do it. He just make up something. He don't have to do something that's already been done. He just make up something. He's the creator of all things. The wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. You're out of alignment. You're out of alignment. I want to be lined up with my blessing. I don't know about y'all. I've been out of line too long already. You know how you get close, but you still ain't close enough? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 9:23, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That is the challenge, beloved. Don't nobody want to deny himself. Because, you know, it's not necessarily, a good feeling to the flesh. That's why he tells us to mortify the flesh. Get your flesh out the way. Allow your flesh to send your soul to hell. Don't allow your lower man to send your higher man to hell. He said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. See, that's another word we want to skip. We want to skip that word daily. We prefer to replace daily with monthly, yearly maybe. What about every other year, Lord? Wait a minute. Let's just look at this. I'm finished. I'm going to stop right here. But okay, so let's look at this scripture again, Luke 9:23. If anyone would come after me, okay, that's the only way that you're going to walk in obedience, okay, you're going to follow him. Let him deny himself, number one. Not my will, but thine will be done, Father. Take up his cross daily, whatever the Lord, accept whatever the Lord allows. Number three, follow me. But wait a minute, Lord, I got to go and bury this person. Lord, I got to go over here and do this. I got to. What did Jesus tell the man? He said, let the dead bury the dead. He said, follow me. You cannot hear me. If you don't remember anything else I said today, you cannot be a disciple and not be a follower. All these so-called Christians, anybody can say they are Christian. All these so-called Christians, because they said a sinner's prayer and think that's their one-way ticket into heaven, but they are not a follower of Christ, are deceived, and they deceive themselves according to the book of James. You cannot be a born again and not be a follower. It's impossible. What scripture did I give you? If I opened up the lines, we would do a little homework, but I'm not going to open up the lines. How did I know? What did I say? How do you know you're saved for sure? Okay. What scripture did I give you? 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. Okay, let's read it one last time. By this, we can be sure, that we have come to know him. if we keep his commandments. That way, beloved, look, you don't have to, everybody died, and the church community is trying to put everybody in heaven. Now, we ain't going to know till we get there who there. Amen. The point here is you got to make sure you get there. So Jesus said, if you follow me. So, beloved, amen. And here's my second point and my third point, all in one. How are you going to follow him if you're not walking in obedience? Well, Lord, I know you want me to go north, but I'm just going to go south for a couple weeks, Lord. And then I'm going to make a U-turn to come on back around. But, you know, I'm covered by grace. So, you know, don't make no difference where I'm north, south, east, or west. You know, grace got me covered. And you know what I mean? And I'm good either way because you're going to bless me anyhow. Because that's just how good Jesus is. Ain't nothing I can do. Oh, really? Really? You cannot be a follower unless you're walking in obedience. But, beloved, when we submit, ask the Lord to help you. Amen. Ask the Lord to help you, comfort you, and keep you. God is a keeper. God is a helper. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will help you if you want to be helped. God will lead you if you want to be led. Do you? Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stop giving the devil an occasion. Let us stop giving the devil. The devil done ate up so much of my stuff. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what I realized in my early days, amen, is, I think I would identify as spiritual arrogance. You can't nobody tell you nothing. You just think you right all the time. It ain't never you. It's always somebody else. You right. You know what you're doing. You got this. You smart. You intelligent. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word that have gone forth on today. We thank you, Father God, for showing us your will, showing us your plan, helping us to become. Father God, you're just wanting to help us, to groom us, to mature us, that we might grow up. Because you're trying to take us someplace that only grown folks can go. You're trying to give us some blessings that only grown folks can get. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for loving us that much. Loving us. God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We thank you for forgiving us and thank you for a brand new day, a clean page that we might start over again. Thank you, God. We ask that you would order every step we take, every word we speak, every place we go. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents and calamities, Father. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today to serve at our altar, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Thank you for these women. Thank you for the prayer team, those who call in to touch and agree, Father God. We say thank you for all the prayer requests heard and answered. We say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. God bless each and every one of you. Have an awesome day, a beautiful day, a fantastic day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. Amen. Go, do not give the enemy not another occasion through your disobedience. Amen. To come in. Amen. And sow seeds. Amen. Of unfruitfulness and devastation in your life. Amen. Because Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine. I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because
my enemies,
they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith.
But it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character. Faith in God, he faith in me. It will not fall,
will not bend,
not gonna bend,
won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God
me. I speak life,
I speak prosperity,
and I speak health.
And I speak health. God
me.
They whisper.
what he paid.